So what's the name of this place?
Kashmir.
So we were at Kashmir Indian Market, which has the widest variety of herbs and spices, bottled or loose, basmati and jasmine rice, Indian specialty foods, masalas, chutneys, sauces, pickies, mixes, papadums, by Sharwood, Patak, Nirav, Indian magazines and newspapers, and cigarettes. Is there any word in there, the whole thing, that we can read?
No.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Other.
Hot bean paste.
Yeah.
What's in it?
Hot beans. Hot pepper, salt, water, bean paste, powder, shori,
Oh, spices. Look at this. We got cumin, we got coriander.
Chili.
I used to catch my pole when I was a kid.
You did? Did you eat?
Yeah.
Spice?
Yeah, it was go fishing. Trawling back and forth. They're beautiful fish.
Are they big? They're just little like
small. No, they're small. No, they're like a foot long. Soybean water, calcium sulfate, soybean oil, sugar, soy sauce, monosodium glutamate. We can just fry up our own tofu. Bean cred. Was that this one recipe by one place, and they always misspell bean cred. So I was just like, I was so childish, I couldn't help like laughing the whole time. And then when the waiter came, I was like, okay, I'm going to order it. And I'm going to call it bean cred. I'm ordering it. And I, like, got halfway through it.
You couldn't do it.
And the person I was with was not amused. Well, she just didn't think it was nearly as funny as I did. And then she was horribly embarrassed.
Aww.
Well, you know, I'm good at embarrassing people.
All old world Italian.
I love raisin bread.
Oh, I love to die for it. He only makes it like one day a week. He always changes the day of the week too, which is really annoying.
Oh, yeah, well,
so
thank
it makes you,
bread.
It makes you check in every day.
I love
right?
Kind of bread.
Spiral pasta.
Beets are one of my favorite things.
And sugar. My mom's a double.
White fish and lox.
Look at all these mixed
Plato
chicken soup.
And garlic. A major role.
I think I just like the fact that there's so much potential for variety.
Pineapples.
Slimy okra.
Potatoes.
Ethnic foods are very...
Chocolate cake. Braised cabbage.
I like pot roast a lot.
Are very pleasurable to think about. And to still eat, I still like them.
Rattlesnake meat.
The spices here
Breakfast.
Are nowhere near as good as the ones directly from India.
Buttermilk. The food that I absolutely hate is what the Germans eat, the blood sausage.
During the socialism, there were restaurants for only like
kind of
connected people.
It's kind of fun to go and buy ingredients as you need them.
Raw marinated sardines.
Escalich fish.
Du fromage sûrement du parmesan.
Lettuce.
Food is booming in Russia.
Chocolate.
Beef carpaccio.
Dumplings.
Puto, which is like... Basically, it's a Filipino muffin.
My mom's 100%
I, like, have to have that.
A fusion between African foods and
sweet potato pie.
European
lobster.
Some garlic and onions.
Cookies are wonderful.
Like
asparagus.
Yeah, lemon meringue.
Pilau. Summertime, there's always something in season.
I could probably eat a whole meal of just lobster and steamers.
Orange honey, roasted duck.
Avocado.
Lots of red peppers.
If we got almonds,
in
we
Russian
would like
pie
it.
Is pirog. Pie is pirog.
I was
chocolate.
Raised on onion. Pretty much
a pie of some sort of apple, sweet potato,
right.
You cannot govern a country with
just fabulous
350 different.
I think bananas and orange.
I do not eat condiments.
I love grilled vegetables. Yeah, in the morning I'll have pancakes.
People who are religious tend to be vegetarian.
I don't
eat
many.
Spaghetti and meatball.
So my first like big experiment was going to be to make a peanut bread, so that way when I wanted to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I could just put jelly.
Kangaroo,
pasticcio,
rabbit, and
paella.
I love tuna fish salad sandwiches.
Just the smell of it used to make me gag.
But yeah, I don't particularly.
Pickled pig steak.
Well, I mean, food is just on everybody's mind all the time.
Coffee cake that took 2 whole days to make.
Je ne suis pas français,
j'adore le fromage.
You don't have the time to go through the trouble to do that anymore. Just for your own fresh stuff.
It's such a huge part of life, and it's kind of sad. A lot of people are moving toward fast food all the time. And
there's so many foods that I did not get exposure to until I moved away from home.